Imagine how kind the world could be if each of us spent a small part of our day actively listening to someone else. In each episode of Active Listening, students from the University of St. Francis share conversation with older adults and discuss life lessons. The project's goal is simple: to bring people together through the kindness of listening. Now we'll hear from Julia. She was interviewed by Jennifer Schenkel. Julia, a native Hawaiian, believes in the importance of caring for other people. In their conversation, Julia shares lessons she's learned from her parents and talks about how she passed that wisdom on to her children.
I was born and raised in Hawaii on the island of Oahu. I'm full-blooded Hawaiian, which is good. At that time, there was only like 2 or 3% full-blooded Hawaiian. There were 5 girls and 4 boys, and then my cousin had her baby to my mom because she was going through hard times, and my mom brought him home. And then in the long run, they adopted him, which was all right with her. So that made it an even number, 5 girls and 5 boys.
So when you were younger, growing up on the island, you did some things that a lot of us mainlanders didn't get to do, just given where you were. So you would fish for your food occasionally in the ocean?
Yeah, we fished for our food. We gathered crabs, different kind of fishes. When there's fishes, I mean, I'm not talking about buckets. Yeah. I'm talking about tubs of fishes. We have to scale it, clean it, and get it all ready. With the crab at nighttime, when there's no moon, I think we take our flashlight and we walk for like 2 miles, digging in the sand for crab. My dad, when the crab used to run in a hole, and we looked at him, he said, "Stop digging."
Oh, no.
And he was like really strict about doing this. And we get the crab, we clean it, and my mom stacked it all nicely in containers and keep it fresh. We was always taught to work together, to help one another.
Yeah.
We try to get along as brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
My mom worked at the pineapple cannery. My dad worked at a warehouse. So, I mean, you know, we learned. My mom and dad was not very open people. They were very quiet. Wasn't a socialized people out to people. They relatives and families and sisters and brothers come over. And they would play poker or they would play some kind of game together. The thing is that what we used to get angry about is they all come over, all the adults. Let's say maybe about there's about 6 or 7 of them. And my mom makes sure we prepare all this food, what you call like snacks. And they come over and we put the snack on the table and then we clean up the snack. And they play the games and stuff, you know, and laugh and joke. We sit there and we just listen and watch. And then when they get tired, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, they say, okay, we go out there, we clean it up again, we get breakfast ready. And I'm serious. These are the things my parents teach us. When there's adults coming over, if we're having something to eat, you fix for everybody to eat. And the rules is the children come first. Everything in this family we learn is always about the children. So when the children come, then the next one eat is the seniors. And then we can eat. And if there's nothing left, they said that's the reason why they feed the kids first. Because you want to make sure the young ones eat, you know,
they
get something.
Enough.
Yeah. And if the seniors eat, that's fine. But if we don't eat, we're young. We can handle it. We can go without food for 2 days or so. And that's why my mom didn't teach us those things. To care for others. If you see somebody out there and they're bending out, doing something, go over and help them. And that's what I teach my children. My parents was like teaching us, in the church that we went to, teach us that families are important. And a good example is like if a relative goes in the hospital, the first thing I do is I go over and visit, find out how they're doing. If they're going to stay in the hospital and the families are coming, everybody going to be sitting there. They're going to get hungry. So my mom taught us to fix something, to take to the hospital, to feed all those that are there, bring something for them to eat. So my children watched that. And my daughter said, "Mom," I said, "What?" She said, "That's what I like about you." She said, "I learned so much from you. If there's anything we learn, we got it from you." So I said, you sure? She said, yeah. You are the one that teaches what we are today. I said, well, I don't seem like it. Oh, you'd be surprised, Mom.
Is that a good example, it sounds like?
Yeah.
You were resourceful. Oh. That's a skill. And then when your youngest was 16, mm-hmm. your parents needed you, and you left Indiana to move back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And look after them.
Yeah.
And that sounds like it was also a difficult decision.
It was hard. Every day I cry. Every day I go to the ocean, and I listen to the ocean, and I watch the airplanes fly over to Honolulu International, and as I watch the plane, I start dropping tears and crying because I'm thinking, well, maybe my kids will come and see me. Why did I leave my kids? Maybe I should have stayed there and be with them. But, you know, my parents needed me at that time, and my kids are all healthy. It's not that any of them was badly ill or anything or had any special handicap. So I figured it'd be okay if they said it's all right. So the purpose here is for you to share whatever you got with the next person. If it's your child, if it's your mom, if it's a friend. You know, I've been close to friends where they said, I just love coming over to you. I said, oh, that's all right. We have fun. They come from Ohio and they come to my place, my apartment, and I have an extra bedroom. And we sit up and we talk and we laugh and we talk about home because they're both from Honolulu. From Hawaii. And we sit and we laugh and talk about our families. And then we eat breakfast and we sit and talk again. I mean, the whole day and night. We rest, get up, and start talking again. We talk about the families and stuff. And we enjoy each other's company. They said, oh, we're going to come over and spend the night at your place. I said, okay, come on over. So she went home to Maui this weekend. She told me her and her family was going to Maui. This is where she's originally from. So she called me. She said, what do you want me to bring to for you from Hawaii? I said, bring me a bag of poi, because that's our main food. She said, okay, when I come back, I'm going to call you. And then she said, we're going to come over and spend the night. Just the two ladies.
Did you want to discuss the time you spent back in Hawaii looking after your parents, or...
No, it's all right. I don't mind sharing it because you never know when there's other adults like us that's doing those things and think it's, well, why should I do it? Or I waste my time. Or you're doing a wonderful job if you go back and take care of your parents.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity and it's not going to crush anything in your world, then I think you should want to go back and take care of your parents. Because when you were born, they took care of you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you grow up and you still have clothes on and you still have food to eat and you still have a bed to lay down, they took very good care of you.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of kids nowadays don't even have a place to lay down. Some of the kids that was going to school, their hair don't get combed. They don't have nothing to eat. So what you're trying to do now is relate back to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
How your parents raised you.
Right.
You can take time out and go take care of them. Yeah. So when you go home, you take care of your parents the best you can. That's all they ever wanted, was somebody to take care of them. And that's the reason why I said you got to express yourself, share what you know, because you never know when you're helping somebody else. The most thing I try to express to people is to care for one another. I don't care how you do it, but care for one another. If a stranger walked by and you smile at them, it would make them happy. You didn't know if you had a bad day or a good day, but your smile just made his day.
What you just heard is part of the Active Listening series, put together as a collaboration between the University of St. Francis and WBOI. Additional conversations can be found online at WBOI.org or wherever WBOI podcasts are found. Faculty advisors for Active Listening are Miles Fulwider, Jane Martin, and Kristen Miller. This program was also made possible thanks to the support of Trina Bodeker from the USF Office for Service and Social Action. Our interviewers are Laura Jansen, Georgia Lieb, Caleb Meyer, Sean Rollins, Jennifer Schinkel, Sage Souter, Miranda Tyler, Kendra Seifring, and Doe Thong. USF Meta students are Nicholas Cardosa, Vaughn Gallagher, Joey Lamping, Ashley Price, Renee Robinson, Tyler Ross, and Jennifer Schinkel. Active Listening's creative director is Larissa Whitaker. Our music is by Noah Campodonico. And thank you for listening.